All uphill.
Years ago, Linda ran a foot race in the mountains near San Diego, California. She remembers that race because of the frustration that she felt at the beginning of it and what happened after that. The course began with a long uphill grade. Then it continued with another uphill segment. After half an hour, she began to be angry. "When will this course go downhill?" she asked herself. She became more and more upset as she came around every curve and saw that the road continued upward. "What goes up must come down," she told herself. When the course did not come down, she began to fume. "It's not fair. For every uphill segment, there should be a downhill segment." There was not. Up and up she ran. This is when Linda had an insight that changed her life. She still remembers that race because of it. The course is not going to go downhill. It's all uphill. Her fight was over. Her longing for a downhill segment fell away. She no longer raged against the injustice of more uphill than downhill. She was free to do what she came to do: run the race. "Once I accepted the course the way it actually was, all uphill, instead of the way I thought it should be, a downhill segment for every uphill segment, I was able to finish the race feeling good about it and about myself." Linda freed energy that had been locked in her as anger and resentment and used that energy to run her race. Do you resent the injustices in your life? Do you rage against the unfairness of your experiences? Do you long for circumstances to be other than they are? What would you rather do? Resist your life or live it? Linda decided to run her race instead of resisting it. When she did, she began to enjoy herself and the race, even though it was all uphill. Her experience changed from frustration, resentment, and anger into pleasure, joy, and appreciation. The course did not change. Linda did. Because of her change, she ran better and took pleasure in it. What races are you running? And how much are you resisting them?
The Journey.